go. 5 ham holes. Okay, since one of our goals is to make iCarly more educational, gross, please enjoy iCarly's new
Science Fact of the Day!
If you mix clam juice with soy sauce, you'll explode.
Okay, whoa. As a former C+ science student, I would like to argue with that scientific fact.
Sorry, dude. Can't argue with science.
Yeah? Well, I happen to have a test tube of clam juice right here. And a test tube of soy sauce right here. In there. I drink them both down and I'm fine, aren't I? Did you see me explode?
Thanks for watching iCarly.
We gotta go hose the Spencer guts off the walls.
Sam's last joke was for comedic purposes only. Spencer did not actually explode, and his guts are not splattered on our walls.
I'm unharmed. And now I go take a shower.
Okay, we gotta skedaddle.
Give Cheese a chance.
Oh, be sure to follow me. I'm at Cool Einstein.
His tweets are hilarious.
Funny Cheese.
L'chaim.
Shabbat.
No. No, Spencer's fine. It was a joke. No, listen.
Who's she on the phone with?
Her granddad. Someone told him that Spencer blew up on iCarly.
No, granddad. No, just go back to your bingo game. No, Spencer's fine.
Spencer's funeral will be at the Lawndale Cemetery Tuesday at 4 p.m. Instead of flowers, please send fried chicken to his good friend, Sam Puckett.
Nicely done.
I know.
Why do you think that we'd actually... Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey,
what's up?
Our TV and our computer.
I don't see the TV.
Or the computer.
That's my point. They're gone. Spencer! Come out here! Hurry!
Hey, look at this. Someone broke the lock and kicked the door in.
We've been robbed.
No. No, 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 no! Oh. Oh. It's okay. They didn't get the bacon.
What happened? What's wrong? What's wrong? What happened?
You want to know what happened?
And what's wrong?
You've been robbed.
What? Did they get the bacon?
Nope.
They stole our computer and our TV. They took our technology. Why are you wearing my robe?
Because I was taking a shower and you screamed for me and this was on the hook.
Well, take it off!
Okay. No!
Not here!
Right.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Sam told me the cops found your TV and computer?
Yeah, they sent us pictures. See? There's our TV. They found it in the dumpster behind El Taco Guapo.
Who's that guy sleeping next to it?
I don't know. Just some dude.
His pants are so dirty.
I don't think he cares. Hey, have you seen Gibby?
No, Sam went to look for him.
I'm kind of worried. It's not like Gibby to skip two classes in a row.
I know.
Is it too late for you to love me?
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say...
No.
Hey, you guys. I found Gibby.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Well, he's Gibby, so, you know.
Where is he?
In the basement.
This school doesn't have a basement.
That's what I thought. Come. Come with me.
Where are you taking us?
You shall see.
Welcome.
To what?
To my dream. Your dream? As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to have my own restaurant.
Gibby, if you open a restaurant in this basement, you're gonna get caught.
I will not. Nobody's been down here for like 20 years. And that's a concrete ceiling. Bet you can't hear anything through that.
Yeah, and look, it's got a sink, electrical, rat poop, everything you need for a restaurant.
What? Are you guys actually encouraging Gibby to open a restaurant in here? Beneath our school?
What? Are you upset they're not spitting on my dream? Dream spitter?
I'm not spitting on your dream.
Where else am I gonna open up a restaurant? I can't do it on the roof. I'd be visible to helicopters.
Will you tell this boy he can't open a restaurant in our school?
Gabe, you can't. Would there be lasagna? Heck yeah, there would.
How about tater tots? Mama loves me some tater tots.
Then Mama gonna get her some tater tots.
Why are you against this?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I have class. You guys wanna stay down here and plan a restaurant or a shoe store or a water park? Go for it.
All right, I'm gonna follow Carly up.
Hey. You got a new little crush on her?
No.
Well, go.
Bye.
Too close.
Right. All right, you want to get together tonight and study for our chemistry test?
Totally.
My place?
Will your mom be there?
Yeah.
Let's study at my place.
Good call.
Later.
Bye.
My eyes!
What happened?
Yeah, it worked! Yeah!
What worked?
My flash blaster.
What are you talking about?
My burglar alarm. I made it so we don't get robbed again. See? I connected 37 external camera flashes together, hooked them to a motion sensor aimed at the front door, so when the door opens, all flashes go off simultaneously, creating a 37,000 lumen blast of white, hot, blinding light.
You blinded me!
Temporarily.
Listen! You disable that stupid alarm right now!
Carly, he's that way.
Disable that stupid alarm right now!
Why do you want me to
disable it!
Okay!
I'm going upstairs to take a bath and hopefully regain my eyesight.
Great. Now what? I can't afford to put in a real alarm.
So come up with a way to wire the doors and windows so if someone comes in...
I put one upstairs, too.
Oh, my God.
He really did it. Hey, yo! Carly, Freddy, welcome! Come in, come in! Hey, clean off that table.
Yes, sir.
Freddy! How you doing?
What have you done?
I have opened Gibby's. Come on, sit down, sit down.
Thanks.
Sure. What can I get you guys? Bring him the spaghetti carbonara and a side of garlic bread. Lemonade. You like lemonade? Sounds good.
Sure.
Two lemonades.
Coming up.
I can't believe you opened a restaurant in our school.
Believe it, because you are sitting in it. You are sitting in my dream.
And you're not scared you're gonna get busted?
No way. I only let cool people in here. Friends of ours, eh? Nobody's gonna rat me out. And if someone does, they'll have to deal with my partner.
Sam's your partner?
My partner, my bodyguard, and she makes a rockin' hot meat sandwich.
The secret is hot meat. What's up, boy?
We are. Here's your cup for the day so far.
Oh, you made all that money today?
That's just her half.
Carbonara, garlic bread, lemonade's on the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Here, Carl's. Let me shake a little red pepper on that pasta.
No, no. I don't like hot red pepper.
You'll like it. Trust me. You'll love it. All right. Wow. Gib, this smells fantastic. Who gave you
hey, shut up a sec. So listen, you know my cousin Dominic?
The guy with the nose?
Yeah. His sister-in-law's father owns a restaurant supply company. He said he can hook us up with anything we need. Menus, tables, kitchen appliances, food, meat, shrimp, lobster, whatever we want, super cheap.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Lemonade! So I'll hook it up?
Hook it, baby.
Mm. Two lemonades.
Oh. Interesting. That's red pepper lemonade. Henry, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, say hi to your sister for me.
Okay.
How great is this place?
I know. It's pretty rad.
So good. I got
just
so many ideas to
no,
make.
You're telling me. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Billy Boots.
Billy Boots? What's he doing here?
I guess he got out of juvie.
I hate that guy.
Hey, Bucket!
What's up, Billy? They let you out of juvie, huh?
Yeah, back in school. Heard the food down here is pretty good. Gibby! Look at you, all dressed up and doing the town, huh? Come on, give me a hug, huh?
Come on, okay.
Give me a hug, huh?
Okay, watch the hair, watch the hair.
Watch the hair, listen to you. I've known this goofy little punk since junior high.
Yeah, look, just don't go busting my chops, all right? I don't like that.
Oh, you guys hear this attitude? I'm just trying to be friendly. I wanted to bust your chops. I'll tell you, take your shirt off. Yeah, no, you should have seen this kid when he was little. He used to take his shirt off all the time for no reason. He was the best.
I don't do that anymore.
What are you talking about?
I don't take my shirt off anymore. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. I don't take my shirt off anymore. Not without a good reason, like to swim or take a shower.
Okay, lighten up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. There's a lot of people here, you know?
Okay. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry, too.
Now, why don't you give us a laugh and take your shirt off?
Dang it!
Relax!
You hear that mutt? You hear what that mutt said to me?
Yeah, come on, huh? Come on!
This is my place, Sam. I want some respect.
Hey, take it easy. Don't get nervous.
Come on, hey, go cool off. Go upstairs.
Just keep him here. Keep him here.
You believe that? Sammy, you gotta teach that kid some manners.
Well, you insulted him.
I didn't insult him.
Nah. You insulted him a little bit.
come on.
You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't.
A little bit.
Hey, bring me a sandwich. I want to buy a sandwich.
That. It's on the house.
Oh, I'll pay for it.
No. On the house. Bring me a pound of butter.
Right.
Spencer?
Where are you?
You okay?
Hey, guys!
What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, we got a message at school saying you needed us.
And to hurry.
Right.
So what's the emergency?
I just wanted to show you guys the new burglar alarm I made. Check it out! Yeah?
What is it?
Our new security system. See, these are motion sensors that can detect any movement in the room, and these are unpopped popcorn kernels.
Should I just call the fire department now?
Listen! Once the device is armed, if anyone or anything moves, this emits a targeting laser, and then popcorn kernels fly out of this thing at 1,200 feet per second, blasting whatever's moving.
Okay, I gotta admit, that's actually pretty cool.
Armed.
Why'd you arm it?
I didn't arm it.
Well, disarm it.
Armed. Armed. Armed.
Well, that's not supposed to happen.
I gotta get back to school.
No! Don't move!
Tracking intruder.
Funny when he takes off his shirt.
Doesn't like do that anymore. That was a long time ago. Well, this is Gibby's place.
Gibby, better watch his mouth. Because I don't like anyone talking to me that way.
No big deal. But if she eliminates, it's no big deal.
Keep my time, and I've got mouth on the feet.
Don't know what that means.
Oh, look who's back.
Who?
You.
I know. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave my restaurant.
Well, I'm gonna have to do this.
Get him, Sam! That's right! Use the bar sock!
Not the bar sock!
Oh, yeah!
I didn't mean to get butter on your face.
History test.
Can't you turn your stupid alarm bot off?
I am trying to disarm it!
Armed. Armed. Armed.
Ah, I can't turn it off! Maybe we can...
That was just the doorbell, right?
Or does that bell mean your stupid killing machine's about to explode?
It was the doorbell.
Hello? What's happening in there?
It's my mom. If she opens that door, she's gonna get blasted.
Mrs. Benson, don't open the door! I'm not wearing pants!
Oh, my God.
Scanning pants.
Wait.
What?
If your mom opens the door, then that crazy machine's gonna focus on her, and then Spencer can run over and unplug it.
Oh, that's good.
No! I don't want my mom to get blasted in the face and torso with popcorn kernels.
Oh, why not?
She's so irritating. It'll just be for a second till I unplug it.
All right, fine, do it.
Okay, Mrs. Benson, I found my pants. Come on in.
What is going on in here?
Dragon intruder.
Where is this coming from?
Get it out!
What's happening? What am I being held captive?
What are you doing?
Come on!
Empty.
Got it! Yes!
Man, Gib, even our after-school crowd is pretty big.
I know.
Holy cheese! It's true!
I told you they had a restaurant down here.
Uh-oh.
Sam? Gibby? You opened a restaurant at school in this basement?
Prove it.
Prove it? I'm looking at it!
Not yet.
I am going to get Principal Franklin and tell him to come shut down this restaurant right now.
He's at table 6.
What? Principal Franklin.
Excuse me a second, girls.
You approve of this?
Have you tried the hot meat sandwich?
No, and I will not. This restaurant violates dozens of school rules. As principal, it's your responsibility to shut this place down.
I'm sorry, Gibby. Sam. Mr. Howard is right. I'm afraid you'll have to close this place down.
Ha! Jerks!
Thank you, Mr. Howard. I'll take it from here.
Good.
Let's go, Billy.
All right, Gibby.
I know. I'll start shutting things down.
No, you won't.
We can stay open?
You better.
More hot meat for everyone!
Gibby!
I'm Freddie Benson. You're probably wondering, do guys cry? Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah.